We will go to House Bill 1076, revise certain membership requirements for county and municipal housing and redevelopment commissions. Welcome, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here. This bill is one that is probably about as simple as what it looks. Really, all we're doing is adding four or five words to the phraseology that presently exists in statute. The way the law is now with regard to housing and rural development commissions, a city, usually a city or a county, has the authority to appoint people to this particular commission, but the law says that they have to live within the boundaries of that subdivision of government. And the request is brought on behalf of one of my towns where the they have a person that happens to live just outside the city limits, and they thought that this is kind of unfortunate that a person that lives so close to the city limits, even though he may be very well qualified to function in a capacity, is not allowed to do so because of statute. And we've worked with the Municipal League in drafting this language, and the desire is to actually return a little bit more of the control back to the city without stipulations by state government that would, in this case, says that if the city would choose to do so, they can pass an ordinance that would allow someone that lives outside the city limits to serve on the Housing and Rural Development Commission. So I think that that pretty well is the gist of what's the desired action here. And with that, I will stand by for questions later on if you have any. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other proponents of 1076? Proponents.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and we do support this. We appreciated the amendment that Representative Hansen put on, and it allows cities and towns to do this if they wish without forcing anyone to do it. And so we think it's a good bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions? Seeing none, Senator Olson.
Just for my own curiosity, what is a redevelopment commission as opposed to a development commission?
I think it generally has to do with housing within the community, and it can take the form of apartment complexes that are built with government assistance to provide. Really, it's to provide housing for. To make it easier for housing to be made available to some who may not otherwise be able to have access to it.
Okay. And by my, Madam Chairman?
Go ahead.
I don't understand the last sentence in the bill. A commissioner may be a notary public. I mean, this commissioner may be a Swede, maybe a Norwegian, maybe
French. I guess that I'm not really in position to answer that, but I think that kind of gets down to conflict of interest as far as other roles within city government. I kind of wondered a little bit about that when I looked at it too.
Okay.
That's the best I can answer that.
Are there further questions? Seeing none, are there other proponents of House Bill 1076? Proponents.
Madam Chair, Dale Hargens from Miller, South Dakota State Representative, District 22. I served on the Miller Housing and Redevelopment Commission, and City of Miller, right next door, about a mile and a half away, we have the little town of St. Lawrence, and this would allow those to work together. So it's a good bill. It's enabling legislation for the local government. To expand a little on the redevelopment phase, I think that may have come around from Miller's used to be called Miller Housing Development Commission, but we've had those apartments for long enough now that we're starting to fix them back up. So I think that's probably where that came from. Thank you.
Would you want to editorialize on the notary situation?
No, I don't know anything about that. But I am a notary, and I was on the commission, so, but I'm a German.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Are there other proponents of House Bill 1076? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents of 1076? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I will close testimony and ask for disposition of the bill.
Chairman.
Senator Vitter.
I move to pass on House Bill 1076.
Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Reedy. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, I would ask for disposition of House Bill 1076. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. And the Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Vitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Motion carried. Senator Olson? It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any opposition? Hearing none, House Bill 1076 will go to the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you, gentlemen.